Hi, I'm Tara Seiler from KQED News. We start off today's Bay Area News Fix for Friday, April 12, 2024, with the Port of Oakland taking a big step toward renaming Oakland International Airport. Port commissioners voted unanimously Thursday to change the name to, quote, the San Francisco Bay Oakland International Airport. However, the board decided to postpone the final reading of the measure for a month in order to give opponents more time to make their voices heard. The board says the change would make travelers more aware of Oakland's proximity to San Francisco, and that would result in more airlines scheduling routes at OAK. Commissioner Andreas Kluber says the objective is to grow the airport's current workforce and revenue.
For every additional route that we get, that's a $10 million injection into our Oakland and East Bay economy. And that is significant, folks.
The three-letter airport code would remain as OAK. Meanwhile, the city of San Francisco has threatened to file a copy infringement lawsuit against the port if it gives final approval to the change, alleging the name is too close to SFO's name. No matter which side of the bay you live or where in the state, you're likely to find high home prices. According to a new report out Thursday, fewer than one in five people in California could afford to buy the median-priced home last year. KQED housing editor Erin Baldessari reports.
The report from the California Association of Realtors found that home affordability is at some of its lowest levels since before the Great Recession. That's primarily being driven by relatively high interest rates, which are right now just below 7%. But it's especially impacting Black and Hispanic homebuyers, with just 9% able to afford that median home compared to 18% overall. Oscar Way is the association's deputy chief economist.
It's definitely something that we need to address, whether it be having a low interest rate or increasing supply.
Way says interest rates are expected to come down this year, but that is expected to drive up demand. So Way is predicting even higher home prices this year.
A congressman representing California's North Coast says he plans to back the state's request for federal aid to help fishing communities hit by the closure of the commercial salmon season for the second year in a row. Congressman Jared Huffman agrees that California's drought contributed to the declining number of salmon in the region, but he says state water managers have also failed to protect the fish and have hurt the businesses that rely on them.
The important thing is not just to once again try to get these federal disaster dollars. That's going to help, but it's not the solution. The solution is to change these failed policies and practices that are killing salmon.
In a press release, Governor Newsom said that the state has spent over $800 million to protect salmon. This includes a strategy to protect the fish from climate change and removing dams so they have more habitat. The sun is out and Californians are warming up after a cold, wet winter. But as you reach for your shorts and sandals, KQED's Alex Solomon says you should also grab some mosquito repellent.
California mosquito experts warn the state is gearing up for another intense mosquito season due to heavy rains this winter and spring. More than 400 Californians were infected with West Nile virus last year after being bitten by mosquitoes. Eric Haas Stapleton works for the Mosquito Abatement District in Alameda County. He says people can reduce their exposure.
Take a look around your backyard. If you see containers of water, just turn them over. That's the best way that you can prevent yourself from being bitten by mosquitoes.
Officials in San Jose found the invasive Aedes mosquito, which can carry Zika and dengue, and are asking residents to look out.
This news is current as of 5:30 p.m. Thursday, April 11th. For the latest news, join us online at kqednews.org and on the air at 88.5 FM. I'm Tara Seiler. Thanks for listening.